This is obviously the most coveted slot of the night that we have here. I had to fight mamash tooth and nail to get this one. But in the end, I was victorious. So, you're stuck with me. I want to end the night. This was a mamash great night, Baruch Hashem. It was a tremendous amount of Torah and a lot of hasmada, Baruch Hashem. And I want to end the night with something I feel is a great message for us to take for now, for the future. And I'll springboard from the Parsha, just to start off with. The Pasuk says, this week's Parsha, that Am Yisrael, they were getting to be a great many people, and they're very strong, and Pairu, Vishutsu, Vayabu, Vayatsmu, Mod, Mod, Vatim Le'ar, Tosam. They became plenty, and they filled up the land. And then it says, Paro says to his servants, to the Asim Mitzrayim, we have to get smart. Hava nitchak malo. We have to get smart. We have to outsmart these Jews. They're smart people, the Jews. How are we going to outsmart them? Doesn't tell us. The Torah doesn't tell us exactly. But Paro says they're going to get smart. Penny frot. They're going to get even bigger, and then they're going to take over us. So what did he tell them to do? He told them to go build Aremisim, the man in order to pain them and afflict them, we should send them to go build. Now, the Bali and Musar explain that Paro was not suffering from buildings. He didn't have any shortage of great buildings. And he didn't want Klai Yisrael to make buildings. That wasn't the purpose. The Medrash even says that the buildings used to sink. Every morning, Klai Yisrael made buildings, and every morning they came back out. The next day, they saw that it disappeared. So obviously, there wasn't any goal in getting more buildings. That wasn't obviously Paro's idea. What was Paro's idea? Paro's idea was, let's keep Klai Yisrael very, very busy. If we keep people busy and not thinking, then we'll be successful in making sure that they don't do anything that's too intelligent. And the Etzem, this concept of Paro, of keeping people at bay by making sure that their lives are tremendously busy and they distract them from thinking about and organizing and contemplating important decisions and important things, is exactly what Paro wanted. And Be'etzem, if we were not to portray Paro as the Yetzirah, but if we were to portray the Yetzirah's job in this world, okay, and what happens to each and every one of us, is that the greatest tool that the Yetzirah has is that he knows that if a person really were to focus on his life, and focus on Torah, and focus on avodah and mitzvos, and ma'asim tovim, and chesed, and everything that he wanted to do, then the Yetzirah would be in bad shape, because we would be really successful, and we would all be dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we would be great. That would be terrible for the Yetzirah. So what does he do? He says, I only got one recourse. I have to make sure they don't give anybody any time to think about anything. If I keep people busy, they won't think about what's really important in this world. Okay, that's the Hakdama. This is the Hakdama specifically, I would say, I felt it strongest maybe this week and last week, but it happens every time this time of the year, in the both in Shana Aleph and in Shana Bet, where post-Hanukkah, there's like a lot of like tumult in Yeshiva. I don't know if anyone's noticed recently, the last couple weeks, there's a lot going on. Why is there a lot going on? Because right after Hanukkah, we start looking forward. So we look forward. If you're in Shana Aleph, your parents start asking you about Poland trip, and what about Pesach, and we have to make dates for your trip home. And then every day you walk into the ulam, there's another big poster up. Great summer program! Come to us! Okay? And every day there's another camp here during the break that wants to visit, that wants to do interviews, that wants to come. Every day something different. So now you guys think about summer. So you're already at Pesach. Before you have Pesach, you're already into the summer. And then someone's going to hit you over the head and say, well, what are you doing next year? Are you staying? Huh? Shana Bet? Not Shana Bet? What's going on with that? Huh? What are you thinking about for next year? Okay, all that's if you're in Shana Aleph. If you're in Shana Bet, noch besser. Not only do you have to worry about Pesach, and then post-Pesach, and during Pesach, and after Pesach, and then you have to worry about the summer also, because you have to do something in the summer. And your parents want you to go to college, and you want to go to camp, and you want to go to Kolo, and this wants to stay in Israel. All that's great. Then you have the icing on the cake. You got to figure out, what am I going to do next year? After if my parents don't let me stay Shana Gimel, I got to figure out where I'm going to go next year. That's a tremendous undertaking. Who's going to figure that out? So this all happens after Hanukkah. Till Hanukkah, it's like a little bit sheket. After that, open the doors, everything breaks loose. Okay? And this is the tekufa we're in right now, where it's a tekufa of major bilbul. Okay? And our lives in general are major bilbul. But specifically, if I feel in yeshiva, this is a crucial time. And we are hopefully not going to make the mistake, which I will point out to you, but there's a great sakana in the fact that people get very caught up in planning. Okay? Some people are really at fault at this one. They're major planners. Unbelievable. To the point where they know already in Kayetzman where they're going to be for Shabbos. Okay? That's... You laugh. It sounds like a guzman, but it's true. There are people like that. And then, everything has to be planned out. I need to know where I'm going to be, not in the Pesach, where I'm going to be in the summer, where I'm going to be for college, and then where I'm going to be for grad school. Everything has to be like laid out, like Kilu, you have control over what's going to happen, okay, for the next 6 years of your life. I don't know who put you in charge, but okay, but people think like that. Then there are people who are less mugzam, okay? They're not as far-fetched, they don't feel, but chozot, these are things that run through your mind. There is a I would call it a disease, an epidemic. Okay, it starts when you're very, very young. Every kid, okay, you ask a kid who's 5, what does he want to be? He says he wants to be 8 years old. You ask a kid if he's 8, what does he want to be? He wants to be 12. Okay, I have a whole range of kids. Okay, every kid wants to be the kid above him. Okay, because nobody wants to be where they're at. Where I'm at is not, whatever all I know is where I'm at is not good. It would be better if I was in the next place. Now, obviously, if he was in the next place, it also wouldn't be good because he'd want to be in the next place. Okay? And this is how we run life. Life is chasing after something which we don't have. Okay? Even some things we'll never get to. But sometimes it's things we will get to. But we just have this rat race of trying to speed the clock faster and go faster and faster and faster and faster to get to what? To get to the next step. So then what we can do? Get to the next step. Okay? What is the point of that? The point of that is, it's an unfortunate point, which is that bederach klal, what ends up happening is that people continue to move on and to race ahead, okay? And instead of the kid 5 being a 5-year-old, he wants to be an 8-year-old. And instead of the kid who's 8 living as an 8-year-old, he wants to be 12 years old. It would be much smarter for him to be 5 and act like a 5-year-old, and be 8 and act like an 8-year-old. Enjoy life as an 8-year-old. It's a great life. And when you're 12, enjoy being a 12-year-old. Why do you want to be 18? Be 12. It's geschmack to be 12. Be 18 is more complicated. It's until you get to, I guess, a certain point where you want to start going backwards. Okay, like when you get to my age, you're like, oh, I wish I could go turn back clock back 10 years, go back another 10 years, and I'll be a bachur at 18 again. That'll be really geschmack. We don't have that power. Okay, but when you're younger, this is the you constantly want to be older. You want to be more mature. You want to be hanging out with older people for whatever the reason. It's just the chaval. And the yisod of that is really a tool of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah does not want us to concentrate, to focus on what we're doing right now. It's always, what will be next? What will be next week? What will be in 3 weeks from now? Okay, how many times do you go to the board in the ulam? Okay, and wonder, oh, Parshas Truma. What will be going on for Parshas Truma? What should I do? It's in 7 weeks. What are you worried about? What's going on in Parshas Truma? And what am I going to do for Leil Seder? It's something to think about. I'm not saying it's something that's foolish, but how relevant is it right to where you are right now? How important is that? There's a great story, or mimer, that's said over from the Rebbe from Kutsk, the Kutsk Rebbe. And they went to the Kutsk Rebbe's Star Talmud. And they wanted to know the secret of the Kutsk Rebbe. So they went to him, they said to him, What is the most important thing to the Kutsk Rebbe? We want to know, it's almost Gilhavzil, like the Navi talks about Shimshon, right? They want to know, what was his secret to his great strength? You know, tell us what his major secret is. So here, they went to the town of the Kutsk Rebbe, the star Talmud Mufa, and said, what's the most important thing to the Kutsk Rebbe? So what was the answer? What would you think? Torah... Tefillah, I don't know, Shabbos, whatever, choose whatever. So they said, the answer was, he said, you know what the most important thing to the Kutsk Rebbe is? Whatever he's doing at that minute. Whatever he's doing is the most important thing in the world. What it means is, and this is a change in tfisah, okay, we think we've made tremendous advancement in the world. Now, you know what? Not only can we have a chavrusa, okay? Not only could we be carrying on a conversation at the same time, not only could we also be on our phone at the same time, not only can we be doing 62 things, okay, which is, we've made great progress. We can be multitasked, right? Baruch Hashem, we're really advanced in this day and age now, right? So we can do many things at one time. Is that better or worse? We've made progress or we've regressed? The Katz Grabi tells you that it's going backwards. It's not correct. We think we're doing better. We're actually doing worse. Being focused on what's in front of you. When a person is talking to you, and you are thinking about something else, and you're also paying attention to your computer, and your phone is vibrating in your pocket, okay, and you have four or five things, six things going on at the same time. Some people have really, they're really talented. They have split screens. They have all kinds of things. Okay, I'm also over on this, okay, where you're on the email, and you're chatting with this one and that one. You got all these boxes all over the place, okay? And you're carrying on six conversations, and I'm sending the wrong thing to somebody, and then something wrong to someone else. It's awful, okay? But we don't have a second, because we have to hop around. Everything we have to get in, as much as we possibly can. That's not better. That's not making progress. That's worse. The most important thing for a person is to be doing whatever he's doing right now to the fullest. That is the only thing that's in front of me right now. I heard this I found it many, many years ago. And I went to his office one time about it. I had a question on something, and the phone rang, and I was talking to him, and I said, you know, your phone is ringing. He said, I know. I said, you know, feel free to answer. He said, no. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm talking to you now. I felt like $1 million. You know, like, that's so important. I wasn't a rabbi, I wasn't anything. I was just a pashut of reich and yeshiva, okay, nothing. But he said, I asked him, what do you mean? He said, I have a yesod. I learned it from the Kotzker Rebbe. When you're involved with something, you're talking to somebody, you're engaged into something with another person or a mitzvah or an action, or you're doing an action, do one action. Do it and do it to its fullest. How do you see this in halacha? I like to be mishalev halacha with a little bit of agada at the same time. Where do you see this in halacha? So I'll give you two great examples. The Gemara says, I have a concept called Ein osei mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Don't chaplap. Put together, mitzvos together. Do one at a time. Why should you do one at a time? Maybe I should do, why? It's better to do two at a time. It's yoter tov. Why waste a second? I can do two mitzvahs in 1 second. Why should I do 1 minute to the second, 1 minute to the next second? Do it at the same time. Take the same kosher bracha, make two mitzvahs on it. Lama lo. So one svara other Rishonim quote is that it looks like a burden. You're trying to get rid of mitzvahs. So that's not nice. That's like, you know, slapped kiv yochot to kodesh baruch. We're not supposed to do that. That's not nice. That's one svara Rashi quotes. But there's a different svara. And it's the same svara for another yesod, which is Ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. Don't do two simchas at the same time. Lama lo. It's cost efficient, right? You do a bar mitzvah and a bris, or do a bar mitzvah and a wedding at the same time. It's great. Why not make it the same Shabbos? Okay, Maran Ksubas even talks about this. They used to do it. They used to make the chas, and it's Friday afternoon going into Shabbos. Anyway, Shabbos is like a little bit of a expensive meal, okay, for the whole family. So you know what? Already, if I'm already making a Shabbos meal, so I'll just add some extra guests to the Shabbos meal, put some more meat in the chont. Everything will be great. Okay, I'll save money. Instead of making an affair during the week, I'll make it all on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that's not the correct mahalach. You shouldn't do that together. Ein barvin simcha v'simcha. Why not? We don't the Torah chasa mamon shal Yisrael. So why wasn't a chas here? Torah should have rachmanis on us. It's expensive to make a bar mitzvah and a chasana. So make it at the same time. So the Tosa says, this is the Tosa in Moy Katan. Chesem Abayz. The Tosa says, "A marvin simcha de simcha." The time nira. What's the svara? Ktsas. I'll give you a svara. The kemo she ain osi mitzvos chavilos chavilos. The same way we don't do mitzvos together. The beinan she ye libo panui le mitzvah achas ve lo yifne atzmo hemena. We want your heart to be totally focused on one mitzvah, not to be split. This is for a good thing. I'm not talking about emails now. I'm talking about two mitzvahs. You're doing two good things. So what's the problem? So I'll give half my heart to one, half my heart to the other. I got enough heart to go around for everybody. There are four chambers. What's the problem? The Torah says, no, it's wrong. Don't do that. The Torah wants you to use everything, focus all of your kochos on one thing. V'chein, simcha b'simcha. Yelibo ponui b'simcha. So this is the same svar by chavilos, which we don't want to grab mitzvahs and do them together. Not like Rashi, that it's because of masa. It's a masui. It looks like it's a burden on us. No, that's not the svara. The emes is that it's, you could do it. But it doesn't look right. You're going to end up splitting and doing things kacha kacha, half-half. You know, when you go to the store, you want to order the chatzi-chatzi, it's good. Okay? That's a good thing. But when you do mitzvahs chatzi-chatzi, okay, chatzi for this and chatzi for this, it ends up being nothing. It ends up being salat. Nothing here, nothing here, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. That's not good. That's not good avodas Hashem. That's what we have by mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas, emram, simcha, simcha. The Torah says this is what we're trying to avoid. The Torah is teaching, Sachs spoke last week about understanding what's in between the lines, not just the din. Okay? What's the ratzon haTorah? What's the idea behind this? The Torah says, I'll give you the idea. This is a lifelong message. Don't do things halfway. Don't do half-half. Do it all and do less. But do more. Less is more. This is a yesod in Yadus. We see it in a lot of situations. I'll give you another example. There's an interesting sugya I was learning over with my son a little bit before about osik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Okay? Person's doing one mitzvah, he's potter going to another mitzvah. Okay, that's a klal. The Gemara says in Sukkah, daf kaf hey, osik mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Fine. The Rishonim have a machlokas about what situation does it apply in. Is it in all situations? Is it only when you can't go do both situations? Or even if you can do both situations, you're still pater? It's machlokas in the Rishonim. One of the Yisrael Rishonim is the Ran. Okay, and the Ran says that even if you can go do the other mitzvah, you don't have to go ahead and do it. He says if it's really easy to do it, then you should do it. But if it's a little bit of trouble for you, and it's difficult, even if you could do it, better off not doing it. Just do the one you're involved in, that's it. I could do both. So why shouldn't I do both? You don't want to tell me Ratzon HaTorah is not that I should do mitzvahs? That's what Hashem wants! Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking to say Yisrael, if you hear about Torah mitzvahs! There's nothing else Hashem wants more than mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael! So why not do both? Okay, we'll push a little bit, work a little harder. What's the big deal? It's a mitzvah! So isn't this coming to like count as negative? Why would this be something? Why would this be a klal gadol in mitzvahs that you don't have to go do the second one? Of course you should go do the second one. The more the merrier. It's not chavilos chavilos because you're doing two separate actions. Not doing in one action two things. You're doing two separate actions. You're on your way to do Hashavas Aveda and you're going to also give a pruta to the ani who asked for tzedakah. What's the big deal? Do it. So Ran says you're pater. So a suggested idea, possibly, behind the sugya, deep inside the sugya here. Maybe there's an idea here as well, is what we're talking about. Even though you could go ahead and do it, but the Ran doesn't want you to do that. You know why a possible svar might be? It's because we'd rather you do the one mitzvah with kol hakavana, with all your strength, all your machshava, all of your kochos, do the one mitzvah. It's a tov. Don't think you're doing less. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. In Judaism, we want things to be done on the most shalem fashion, the most me'ula shebe'ula, mitzvah min ha'muvchar. Okay, of course you could do this one, you could do that one, but that's not what we really want. That's not good, avodas Hashem. You should know, in Hilchos Tefillah, we also paskin this way. In Hilchos Tefillah, the Ramah quotes that if a person if he says all of Tzuki to Zimra, okay, he'll be able to keep up with the Chazan, but he won't have any Kavana. He's going to run through it, Mamash, it's really a Kriyas Tehillim, but he's Mamash going to read like Tehillim, okay? Just zip through all of Tzuki to Zimra. Or he could say half Tzuki to Zimra, but actually look at the words, think about the words, and concentrate on what he's saying. So what should he do? This is a fair din Shulchan Aruch. I'm not making this one up. Okay, I don't know. I don't have a siman for you. I can get it for you afterwards. This is a din Shulchan Aruch. What does he do? It's pasha what he does. He do less. Say less with concentration, then do more with less concentration. That's how it goes. But it's part of tefillah. I should do all tefillah. It's in the Seder. It's in the art scroll. So I have to do the whole thing that says it in the art scroll. No, you don't. It's not true. If in order to get through all that, you're not going to pay attention to what you're doing, say less. And do it. Do four paragraphs well, then 12 paragraphs with nothing. That's how we. That's the hashkafa. That's what we do. So we brought this yisod out. We see this in the halacha. We see it in terms of concepts in mitzvos, chavilas, simcha b'se'enamer, simcha b'simcha, also given to pasim in a mitzvah. And there's a nice drush. Okay, when you're this late at night, even I become a chassidish rebbe, I guess. So the pasuk says in Parshas Veschanan, uvikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha. So what's the pshat in this pasuk? So it depends where you put the comma. Listen to this drush, okay? This is in the name of Simcha Bunim Peshischa. He says the following. He says, if you look at the pasuk and you read it the following, I'll put the dagesh where you need to read it now. Uvikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha. When you search and you desire Hashem over there, you're looking for Hashem over there. You're looking for Hashem over there. You're looking for Hashem over there. And over there. Everywhere you're looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kama. Umatzasa ki sidrishenu b'chol vavchol nashecha. You'll find Him when you really search deep down in your heart and in your soul. What it means is, sometimes we're all over the place. We're trying to figure out, what does Hashem want? Where am I going to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe I'll find inspiration on this. Maybe I'll find it over there. Well, I don't know. All over, looking for inspiration. Where can I find a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So obviously you forgot the song that you learned in the Gan. Hashem is here, Hashem is there. Okay, but he forgot that a long time ago. It's gone. Okay? Where can I find Hashem? The pasuk says, you know when you really find Him? Don't go so far. Don't have to search all over the world. Just have to search inside. If you search inside, and you find what you want, you find what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's where He's at. You don't have to run all over the place. It's not there, it's not in the future, and it's not in a different time period. It's inside of you. You just have to find, deep inside yourself, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is my calling? What does He want from me? Misham is a code word for, it's not here now, I have to search for it, I have to go out and get it somewhere. You don't have to go out and get it anywhere. It's nimsa b'tocho, b'tochacha, inside of yourself. And this is something that I think we all can relate to on some level. Whether it's you go back to high school, which wasn't that long ago, okay. And there were certain things that, say, you did, I don't know, freshman and sophomore year, that, you know, once you become a junior, it's pasnished already. No, when I become a junior, I won't do that anyway. That's like, you know, for earlier years in high school. After that, not going to be. The other things you do junior year, next year, when I'm a senior, Zillow. The other things you do senior year, you know, yeah, I can do that now, but when I go to Israel, I won't do, once I get to Israel, I won't do that once I go to Israel. Okay. And then there's Shana Aleph things that, no, it's okay. I'm only Shana Aleph, it's okay. But I'll be Shana Bet. Then I won't do that. But shut off, it's okay. And this is how life goes. We go on and on and on and on and on. Okay? And we keep thinking that when I get to that next madrega, when I get to that next level, okay, then I'll stop, I won't do the following. Or you have another line, people say, you know, God, this is my field a little bit. So guys, sit down. He sits down and says, can I talk to you for a minute? Sure. I have a strange question to ask you. Okay. Everyone's asked me strange questions, no problem. You know, I'm kind of waiting for it to happen. What's the it? You know, the Israel thing. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's happening to me. So when is it going to happen? So I finally figure out what he's talking about. Okay? And he wants to know, like, when am I going to get inspired? When am I going to be, like, nidlak? When am I going to really get into this learning thing? It's not happening to me yet. I don't know. It's not clicking. More often than not, it's not that the Torah is not clicking. It's that you're not clicking yet. You're not clicking because it hasn't become a part of you. It hasn't become something that you're driven for. It hasn't something you want enough. The Torah has no chesronos. The Torah is strong. It's always been good. From the time we got it, even before we got it, the Torah has been good. It's infused with Kedusha, no problems. The question is, are we ready for it to impact us? Are we ready to connect the Torah? If it is, we're going to be good. But if not, it's not going to happen. It doesn't just happen. This is not one of these mystical, woo, heebie-jeebies. Okay? Go to Israel, walk into the yeshiva based marriage, and all of a sudden, poof, Talmid Chacham, star status. It doesn't work like that. Zalonachon. Where's your amelus? Where's your avoda? The it happening, okay, is not, you know, it's not something that's gonna come from outside of you. It has to be something that a person wants and a person works for and a person desires and a person invests. Then a person will grow. Then a person will have a hana. A person will have a geshmak. He'll enjoy Talmud. He'll enjoy learning. He'll enjoy Talmud Torah. It's not a magical thing that just happens. Things just don't happen. Things have to be worked at in order for them to happen. And I want to come back to our point we mentioned a little bit ago. This is we started off with the parsha. This is the avla. This is the chaval that we live in very often, is that we don't focus enough on the present. People are always looking into the future. They're worried about lots of things. We have all kinds of worries. And by the time we chase our year out of whatever year we're in, okay, but let's talk about right now for an yeshiva, okay, we're so busy planning about 3 weeks from now and a month from now and 2 months from now and 6 months from now, okay, we forget the fact that we're actually here for a purpose. And if we would focus on our purpose here, we'd be much better off. When we get to that point, we'll have a better perspective, we'll have a better idea of what to do. But because we're so busy now in that decision, we never give ourselves the ability and the possibility to invest, to gain, to grow, to have a different perspective, to listen to others, because we're already there. And not saying that a person should do no thinking about this future. Eizu Chacham, the Mishnah says, Haruas HaNolad. I'm aware of the Mishnah. I didn't forget the Mishnah of us. Okay? You have to see into the future. You have to give a little bit of chashivas to the future, and you have to think about it, and you have to plan for the future, and you have to put yourself in a position to make those future things come to be. So it's for sure true. Question is, what's the dagesh? How much we have spent on that? There's a great letter here on the sheet. This is a letter from the Sfas Emes to his son. His son was learning in Kollel, and he wrote to his father. He was obviously, as we call it in Yiddish, vertracht. Whatever, he had a lot on his mind. It wasn't easy for him. He was disturbed in his learning. And he wrote to his father, he said, I need some guidance. So look what he writes back to him. He says, Ani mevakeshcha ahuvi, bani. I'm asking of you, lo telech klal bedaigus. Don't have to go and have worries all the time. It's not about worrying all the time. Relax. Chill out. Rak lismoach b'chelkecha. Be happy with what you have. Asher zachita lios osik b'torah mitzvahs. Be happy you can sit and learn Torah. You're not out in the streets. You're not on the street corner. You're not a bum. To kabel b'simcha mikol mitzvah. Enjoy doing mitzvos. You have a tremendous opportunity. U'me'esik haTorah. You should know that every word you're learning is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo nachon la'avrech kamocha l'lech tami b'izbonus b'machshavos. You shouldn't have to always be walking around like the world, the weight of the world on your shoulders. Relax. I know you just got married, and so it's an overwhelming experience. Let me tell you. But you know what? You don't even have that. You guys, you have it one step better than that. You're not even married yet. You don't have any reason. The guy who's married, okay, he's got pronunciation issues now. He's got a wife. He's got to figure out to make her happy. Okay, stop pushing. Okay, but here you don't have those achrayas. You're on your own, you guys. So what's the problem? Rak tasuk b'torah mitzvahs. You'll be zocher to more ayde Torah than to worrying about all the problems that you have. You'll be zocher more through learning Torah than you will by contemplating and wondering and worrying and cheshbening and what will be. Especially these days when you're young. Learning Torah will purify your thoughts. They'll give you direction. It'll give you clarity. Don't have to worry. Rakavei el Hashem tamid ki hu boracha, v'hu yazor lecha. Hashem will help you. He'll give you the guidance. Galeinai v'abita niflos mitorasecha. We daven to Hashem, open our eyes. Let us have clarity. Let us pekech ivrim. Open our eyes to see what we need to see. That'll come through Torah. It'll come through here, through shmuzim. It'll come through connections to Rabbeim. It'll come through sichot. You'll get clarity. The Torah has this power in it. Okay. Ubatuach ani. It says in the next paragraph. Im telech b'derech hazeh. Be part of the tzibur. Be part of the veil. Don't separate yourself. Better to even to not do something good for yourself, but to be part of the tzibur. Be part of Am Yisrael. Be part of the group. Hashem knows what's in your inner heart. Okay. Oh, we should probably read the next line. It's also nice. V'asher amarta sh'telech lebeitz ha'chasidim im ki eincha margish to'els. This is for me, I guess. Which is that, you wrote to me that, you know, he was the son of the Sasemis. He wrote his father, I'm going to these tishes, you know, they're not doing it for me. I don't know, I'm not feeling anything. When I go to the Chasidish Rebbe's and whatever, I'm not feeling it. What should I do? So he says, Tovod! Niyod muravim ha'chasidim. You should go! You should be with them, though. U'lekabel ha'tov. It'll be good in the long run. It'll be all right. Ukamara katuv ezu chacham halavim kol adam rak shelo vatel harbe. He says you should still go. You think it's built the Torah, so don't go a lot. Go only a little bit. But being amongst the chassidim, you'll see, you'll become elevated through it. If you go long enough, it'll have a hashba on you. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we all become mushba with the chassidim. But the point is that, okay, that's not the point of this year. The point is that he says just enjoy, relax. Take it easy. Enjoy what you have at your fingertips. And this is what the next word we have, the Rav Steinman, Sirkal Amel Shotor, Rav Steinman, the great Gadol in Bnei Brak. And he says here, it says in simple words. I mean, I could say it, but he says it better than I say it. Bachurim shenitzim ba yeshiva. You're in yeshiva. Huzman hachi mu'ushar. You could not have hope for anything better in your life than this time. You can't imagine what's going to be afterwards. O mishum parnasa, o matzavim shonim, other things that are going to come up. You don't know what the future lies for you. This is the time. You have no worry. This is it. This is your time to chop a rein. Put it all your kochos in. Every word a person learns is a mitzvah achas, and you can be machri of the world, and you can do great things, and you can be mashpia on how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to affect the world, and how the bria is going to run. It's all because of your Talmud Torah. That's because the Talmud Torah has the greatest value. And then he says, "Ukmochein l'argish et ha'achreach, v'hachashivus l'shelas ba'ol asher yishav, appreciate being able to sit in a beis medrash, v'aschus hazu she'esh tu asa ashrut avodat Hashem." And you can sit and be over Hashem. What? What do you think you were put here for? To eat and drink? That's why you came to this world? No! It was to have a hashpa in the world and to learn Torah and to infuse Kedusha into this world. That's why you were put here. Not to eat and drink. You have to eat and drink. It's important. You have to live. But what are we living for? Do we live to eat or do we eat to live? That's a shaila. It's a chakira. It's a good chakira. Okay, but some people eat to live, and some people live to eat. It depends. It depends what your focus is in this world. And he finishes off and he says, last four lines of Abachur, Lomar Gishetze, but we don't feel this way. Ulhepech, Yesh Bachurim, Shemistovavim Shvurim, they walk around all day, and they're broken, and they're distraught, and they're depressed. Imishum She'ena Olema Speak Ve'ena Murutze, either he doesn't feel he's doing enough, he's not learning enough, he's not stark enough. This guy's doing it faster, he's doing it better. What are all the reasons? You have to realize, how precious this is and how fortunate you are. Don't you realize the opportunity? Most people don't have this opportunity you have. Most Jews don't have this opportunity. Most from Jews don't have the opportunity. Ashrecha. Adam Savur Shiyichyelu, and people think they can live forever. Ava Enokin, Lo Chayim Kan LeNetzach. You don't live forever. The Gam Bachur Tzair Tzuruch Adal LeNatzel Tazman Lachtof Masha Tafas Herviach LeNetzach LeNetzachim. He says you gotta take it while you have the opportunity. You have a minute now. You have an hour now. You have time in yeshiva now. Learn now. Don't worry about the future. The future will come. When it comes to, when you have to make a decision, think about it, talk to the right people, make a decision. Don't get consumed by life. Hava nitchak malo. Let's keep them busy. Let's make them crazy. Let's throw extra things at them. What will I do today? What should I do tomorrow? What should I do next Shabbos? What should I do in the summer? What should I do for vacation? This is all great things. What's the point? So you won't learn when you're in yeshiva. They're so worried about planning what's going to happen after yeshiva. We forget about yeshiva itself. That's a chaval. What could be a greater chaval than that? And the Yitzhar knows that these are the most precious moments, most precious days, most precious months of your life, when you can. I've said it many times that the more opportunity you have to do unbelievable, great kedusha, and tikkunim, and learn Torah and grow through Torah. Okay, the Yitzhar knows he doesn't want to let you do that, so he works extra hard in yeshiva. Yeshiva, what could be a greater bubble of kedusha than yeshiva? And yet, people struggle. It's hard. Well, how could it be hard? Because the Yitzhar knows he has to work extra hard on all the yeshiva bachrim to keep them busy, to make them fartrach with all kinds of things so they can't focus on learning. That's its goal. Because if it lets you learn now, what could be better than learning these days? You can put them all the time you want. You have nothing on your mind. Unbelievable. And this is how we'll end off. The Chafetz Chaim in this week's parasha says that Moshe Rabbeinu came and to the snare, and the Christian tells him, "Shal na lecha mi'al raglecha, ki ha'makom ha'sha'ata omed alav admas kodeshu." The place you're standing is kadosh. Okay, how do we learn pasuk pshat in the pasuk? You have to snare. This is a holy place. You have to respond appropriately. Take off your shoes. Okay, that's a literal translation of the pasuk. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you got it wrong. Look at the Chafetz Chaim on the bottom. Beautiful. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "B'chol makom v'chol zman, yachol adam hitkarev el boro." Wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, you can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's up to you. Lo'avdo l'keitz osav, alav rak lahashkiach lo yadavar chotzitz beino l'vein Kadosh Baruch Hu. All you have to be worried about is that there's no separation. There are no mechitzes. There's no walls up. As long as there are no walls, you're going to be good. Wherever you are. Obviously, there are certain places that are easier, certain places that are harder. Okay, but wherever you are, b'chol makom asher asker shmi, avo elach v'rachticha. Pasuk says, wherever you call my name, I'll come to you. Gemara says, when there's a million of people, Gemara Baruch says, Hashem will come to them. And when there's only three people talking Torah, Hashem will come to them. When there's two, and even when there's one. When there's one person learning Torah, wherever that is, Hashem will be with him. And says the Chafetz Chaim,
you have
to remove the separation between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take off your shoes. Take off that separation. Connect directly with your feet, with your body, to holiness, to spirituality. Ki b'chol hamakom, wherever the place is. It doesn't have to only be in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have to only be in Shalavim. Wherever you are, wherever you life takes you to, you can be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's up to you. B'chol ha'makom asher azkir et shmi, kodesh hu. Wherever you call out to me, that place is kadosh. Ella, how do you make it kadosh though? Tzarich la'asir ha'masach ha'mavdi. To just remove the screens, the barriers, the fences, the gates, the walls. When we say, don't ask why, how come the earlier days were so much better than these days? That's not a good question. Of course the earlier days were better. They were greater people. But it says, I'm waiting for the day that my actions will be like my parents' actions. But we just got finished saying that we're not going to be like the earlier generation. They were greater than us. So how do you miyashev on the one hand that we should be like the earlier generations? On the other hand, it says, don't anticipate you're going to be like the other generations. That's ridiculous. They're so much greater than we are. So how do you shtim? How do you work those two things together to make them work out? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hachilaku rak be'ovi ha-machitza. The difference is just how thick is your barrier. How big is your machitza? Aval im rak mesirim osa, if you take away the machitza, azay misgale ha-makam chol zohar kedusha so, v'yifatarov. You remove the barrier, then all the sun, all the radiance of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Kedusha will flow in front of you. As it says, this is the punchline, Ki emakom asher atah omed alav, the place you're standing, b'loshon hove, where you are, now, today, this minute, kolomar b'chol makom b'chol zman kodeshu, wherever you are, this minute, maximize this minute. If you maximize this minute, this is the place of kadosh, not the next place, sham, no, not sham, po. This is the place of kadosh. It's not a chisaron in the place. It's not a chisaron in the time. It's not a chisaron in anything but us, that we are not mispeak connected. But you should realize, though, that wherever you are, wherever, whatever place it is, this minute, the next minute, the minute after that, that's the makom of Kodesh. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not at the Kotel. I'm not here. I'm not there. You are. It's just you have to remove the barriers. If you remove the barriers, then you can be connected no matter where you are. And this is not only I'm talking in terms of location, okay? I'm talking about time, okay? I'm talking about recognizing the minute, recognizing the situation that you're in, and realizing that the rat race, the chasing of life, the trying to speed through and being planning out the future, okay? It needs to be in this proportion. It's not a nothing. It's important. And it's important to think about your future. And you got to spend some time on it. You got to think about what will be the best for you for the summer. What's the best for you for Pesach? What should I do next year? These are very important questions. I'm not saying don't spend time. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it take over and take away the present. You need to live in the present as well. Not just live in the future. If we don't live in the present, we're letting things slip through our hands, these great times, these great moments of Kedusha, of Tahara, of appreciation, of Torah and Mitzvos, that these moments won't come back. This is the call. This is the tafkid that I think we've seen from the difference through the Mitzvos that we saw, the concept of the Mitzvos which we saw, through the Musar that we saw from the Stas Emes and from Steinman, okay, that the Chavetz Chaim, that this is the time. Live in the present. Capitalize on the present. Seize the moment. Make these moments, every moment of our life, live each and every moment to its maximum. If you live it to the maximum, sham, not sham, but po, that's the makom hakadosh. That's the makom. You can mekadesh the makom by infusing it and giving it chashivas and making it an avodas Hashem. If every moment we try to make Avodas Hashem the highest level we can, the Mirtz Hashem will be Matzliach.